In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
One of the hallmarks of the church calendar is that on just about every day of the year, there are saints remembered. Every saint has their day, and most every day has a saint, or more accurately, a whole list of saints. And the richness of these believers' lives is one of the great beauties of this community that we call church. Every one of their lives offers some level of nourishment to my soul. Now, this past Thursday, one of the saints remembered was a 7th century bishop of Crete by the name of Eumenius. Now, I was really touched by his story, by his humanity. We don't have a lot of details from his life, but what we do know is this. Eumenius came into adulthood well off, but preferred a life of simplicity. So he gave away all his stuff in order to live a more contemplative life. And then it says his face was usually shining with tears of compassion for everyone he met. And no one, get this, no one ever remembered hearing Eumenius criticize someone, nor listen to someone criticize another. Such was his gentleness to all people. Even false teachers that harassed him and his flock, and especially him, without bending to their doctrine, Eumenius still would treat with loving kindness and hospitality, inviting them into his home. And it was said that the love that shone from his face was enough to drive out the darkness of any demon. That would not be a bad inscription on a believer's tombstone. The love that shone from their face was enough to drive out the darkness of any demon. That's Saint Eumenius of Crete. Today in our gospel lesson, a specialist in the Old Testament law tries to test Jesus and asks, of all the hundreds of commandments that there are in the law of Moses, which one is the greatest? So Jesus says, I'm actually going to give you the top two. The first and greatest is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The four main centers of the human being: heart, soul, mind, and strength. Fill these with the love of God. And then commandment number two, love your neighbor as being equal in nature to you. Every other commandment, Jesus says, is essentially a footnote to these two. God is love, the shortest definition of God in all of Scripture. God is love. And so to be filled with the divine nature is to be filled with love. And not just the incomplete shadow of love we find on earth, but divine love. The love of God, who is unconditional love and boundless love. A love of kindness, a love of gentleness, a love of goodness. As Jeremiah once heard God say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Now this sounds so nice on paper. It sounds so lofty in church with the candles and the incense. But the second I walk out those doors and drive home, it all seems to change. A world brimming with dysfunction, the violence, the blaming, the pain, the anxiousness, the relentless inner critics inside my own head, and all those people out there that make me crazy. You know, everyone from drivers who go slow in the left lane all the way to politicians and their followers on the other side. And that doesn't even touch on all these moments when I secretly feel like God has let me down. Or, at very least, doesn't run things the way I would if I were all powerful. Love is a whole lot harder out there when we're not breathing in the incense. Are these two commandments, love the Lord God with all the heart and the soul and the mind and the body, and love the neighbor as yourself, are these commandments the slightest bit reasonable? Or dare I ask, even possible? Well, a couple of things. One, if we think of the commandments in the sense of orders we better follow or else, we've kind of missed the very essence of love. That's not what love even means. They are much better understood as prescriptions, as invitations that say to us, if you want life, this is how you find it. Love. Love is the only path to life, love of God and love of your fellow human beings. And no divine being needs to punish me for failing to love. Failing to love is misery in and of itself. Failing to love and really love, not just lip service, but really love, failing to love the other is self-punishment to the deepest proportions. So the commandment to love is a different kind of commandment. It's more a recipe of light and of life. And so the second thing, can it be accomplished in this stinking world? Love with all my heart? It's a big order. Love with all my soul? With all my mind? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. It may be something we have to grow into, but the answer is still yes. We have as our great example our wonderful and gentle Savior, Jesus Christ, who became one of us. Jesus is love in the flesh, who came to live not only among us, but within us to show us how it's done. And we have millions of people, not unlike Saint Eumenius, whose face shined with tears of compassion for everyone he met, including his adversaries. He refused to criticize anyone, nor listen to someone criticize another. Oh my gosh, can you imagine if your social media feed could be described that way? It would change your life. It would change your life. Mary read something really important for us today from Corinthians. We heard, every human being on the face of this earth has the divine light and the divine fire within them. Every last one of us. Really, the love of God, the divine presence shining within them. Everyone. But, Paul says, in case you find that hard to believe, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels. In other words, this light gets buried under all our stuff, and your neighbor's light gets buried under all their stuff. The pain and the fears and the lifelong habits cover up that light. And love is the willingness to see the light through the stuff. Love is the desire and the ability to really see the divine light past the earthen vessel, within the earthen vessel, the light within the vessel of someone that you find difficult. And once you see their light, to never lose sight of it. God is love, the shortest definition of God in all of Scripture. God is love. And so our Savior, who is love, reveals to us the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your body, and love your neighbor as yourself, as a divine light in an admittedly earthen vessel. God is love, and to love is to have God within you. And to have God within you is to love. Amen.